You know, it's not easy. It keeps changing. And yes, I would. I don't know if I would dye my hair again. Now I don't.
Do
think
you know
I would.
That your picture on Instant Messenger is like one of the worst? Like
I'm looking out the window in the back of a car.
How dark your dye is, though, in that picture. It's terrible.
So you're on the fence about how bad it looks.
No, I'm pretty certain.
You're
on
getting gray hair. I had no idea.
Oh, I've had it for a while.
He's always been about that gray.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not true at all.
Okay.
Well, the goatee gray has started 3 years ago or so. And then the head gray has been mid-20s is when I started getting it.
It's very even right now. It's very even.
I really
dispersed.
Like it. I like it.
It's I had the worst dye job in the history of the world.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do my... Well, now, see where it starts on the side of my... I mean, it's... I wish it was actually more gray on top of my head than it is, but...
It'll get there.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
It's a good color.
It is a good color.
I like it.
No. Yeah,
Have you ever done a beard, Josh?
I can't.
You can't?
No.
No,
I don't,
beard.
It would be very patchy.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you'd have to grow it in really long and then, like, comb it over in places.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like a Joe Dirt thing? Like one of those beards?
It's just not very full at all.
Not full. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. And you've had a beard for a long time now. Exclusive beard.
Here's the thing. I drew a beard.
Except for the one time.
Yes, I'm very, very gay.
That's how I'm laughing.
What are you talking about?
The one time that you messed up and had to shave your whole face.
Oh, God. I broke my heart.
That is a thing. If you mess up, you do have to just...
It was game over.
Yeah. It was devastating. But then this, I got this thing, I got two or three trimmers. Well, that's about 20 trimmers low,
mm-hmm.
but I got the wrong.
He likes to buy tape measures
length.
And trimmers.
Oh
yeah, that's right.
I know.
And,
and levels.
I shaved it down really low, like about a month ago.
But then, were you on vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was almost gone. Here
it's a well-groomed beard.
I like a well-groomed
beard. Nice...
I don't like the goofy, big, thick.
Nice neckline.
Beard Asuke said, dude, but you have a line right there, man. You got that line.
I'm like, is that how he talks?
That is Jeff Oske. That's dead on, Jeff
really?
Oske. Yes. You've got a line, man.
Oh,
it changes every, you know, what's in and what's out changes, mm-hmm. but no, I like it. It's clean.
I had a goatee forever. Here's what happened. I had a
You're
beard.
You're more of a beard guy.
I had a beard,
mm-hmm.
and my dad died. It's the first time I grew a beard. My dad died, and I realized how much I looked like my dad with a beard. So I shaved just to the mustache. I had the worst hairstyle in the 1980s that you could.
It's not even the 1980s until about 2003.
It was bad.
Four, five.
Yeah, I don't know what happened then. But
6, 7, 2007.
It was. I had the porn star cocksucker mustache. You've seen that.
Yes. Just yeah. I didn't think yours. I didn't think it was that bad.
I'm more concerned with how that just rolled off your tongue.
Porn star cocksucker?
Yuck. Don't do that again.
No, it looked like David Hodo and the Village People.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
the, that was my mustache.
They're in town.
How do you know about the Village People?
They're at the fair.
They're going to be at the fair?
Uh-huh.
Who let that happen?
I don't know, but were you not here when we were on the show with Tom the other day and he said the Village People were going to be here?
Wow, are they all the same members? Surely some of them have died of AIDS.
Mm.
Really, Josh?
Wow. It's just everybody.
Occupational hazard, I guess. Is that, I think the original cop, Victor Willis? Oh, how do I know these names?
You are amazing. Yeah, that's.
Victor Willis, David Hodo.
I'm going to look.
One of them dated Cheryl Ladd.
Teague. Oh. Is she dead?
That's a fun game to play.
Is
Cheryl
she dead?
Cheryl Teague. Nope, Ladd.
And it's Teagues, isn't it?
Is it Teagues?
Teagues. Yeah, it is Cheryl Teagues. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
I was thinking of the football player, George Teague, for the Packers, or used to be.
So who's Cheryl Teagues?
She's a model. Mm-hmm. Cheryl Ladd was on Charlie's Angels.
Which one was she?
The replacement for Farrah when Farrah left, right?
Ooh.
I don't remember. I'm not sure.
Is that right?
YMCA Village People.
Is there a list? I know Victor Willis is on it. Felipe Lopez.
That's where I messed up.
Felipe Lopez, Victor Willis, David Hodo.
Does Felipe Lopez count as two first names?
Maybe.
Felipe who?
Lopez.
No, Lopez is the last name.
Right. I just didn't know if it was also a first name.
One, two, three. There are six people originally in. Go. Do you know who the originals are in 1978?
David Hodo.
Done.
Victor Willis.
Done.
Felipe Lopez.
Yep.
He was the Indian. No?
Felipe Rojo? I don't know.
Felipe Rose. Where am I getting Felipe Lopez?
I don't know. Keep going.
That's all I got.
Randy Jones.
Because he's also a pitcher for the Padres, I think.
Uh-huh. Glenn Hughes?
Mm-hmm. He was an original village person?
He was the cop.
Well, who was Victor Willis? I thought Victor Willis was the lead singer.
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Randy Jones was the cowboy. Glenn Hughes was the biker? The biker. I'm sorry.
The leather guy.
Okay,
yeah.
They are easily in the costumes, they kind of look the same.
I think they called him Leatherman, actually.
Okay, well Glenn Hughes was Leatherman, and then Felipe Rose was the Native American.
Right.
And then Victor Willis was the cop.
Right.
With the white bandana around his neck, scarf.
Right.
David Hodo was the construction worker.
Okay.
And Alex Brilli.
I don't remember that one.
It looks like he is a service member of some kind.
Would be like a janitor?
No, like he served in a military armed forces.
Oh, the Navy. Something.
But it also says so there's current members and two of them are not. So Felipe Rose, Alex Brilli, Ray Simpson, and Eric Anzalone. Bill Whitefield and Jim Newman are the current members.
So they'll be at
past members, 1, 2, 3, Indiana 4, State 5, Fair. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 16 past members.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fair amount of turnover in the old village people.
It's like Menudo.
Yeah. You suck one. Mm. Okay, no.
Hey, okay.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if that's... because David Hodo dated Cheryl Ladd. I'm certain of it.
Are you sure it wasn't the other guy? No, Cheryl Ladd.
I don't think they were all gay.
They weren't?
No.
They probably weren't.
Yeah.
So why did they go?
Why were they so popular?
I
want to
know
what
the YMCA thing was all about. Why the song YMCA?
I don't know.
Mm.
I would hate to speculate.
I exactly. I have some speculations, but I they're probably not. Oh. Very politically correct.
Maybe we should start the show at this point.
The band's name or...
That's what we should do, probably. Mudhouse is back. But you can't be frightened when it comes to this. What? Down your back, tricks, give me a kiss. I got a castle in the Paris, got a crib in the city. Welcome back to the Off the Air podcast. I'm your host, Chick. That's your other host, Jess. Up in the mud house, over in the club. Getting crumb, bling, bling. I got some love for you. Our guest today is our first. Is this our first three-timer, I think? No? Our first three-timer comedian? Never mind, let me gather my thoughts. Hang on. Have you seen this video? They've on YouTube, somebody put it together with the Soul Train Dancers.
Ooh, no, but I bet that's good.
It's really cool. This is Bob Schneider from his called The Californian. Hi, Bob. How are you? Oh, that's my body. Hey, hey. Hi. And our guest today is, if you're reading along with us on the website, it's comedian Josh Arnold. Hi, Josh.
Hi there.
Hi, Josh.
Great to be back with two of my favorite people on the planet.
Favorite.
I always want to say the name Josh with an East Coast accent.
Josh.
Josh. Hey, Josh.
Mm. Is that a Jewish name?
Joshua,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it's biblical.
Yeah, hmm. Joshua.
Joshua
fought the Battle of Jericho, as we all know.
And the walls came tumbling down.
They certainly did.
I feel like I sang that in Bible school. Is there a song? I think there's a
song. Yeah.
I don't want to talk about your Bible school. It makes me sad.
Yeah, it makes me sad, too.
Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho. Isn't that how it went?
I have no idea. My brother's Joshua David, also.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Also
a
biblical name.
Are
you
JD.
Are you named after your dad?
I'm not.
No.
I don't know. I don't know that I'm named after anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all my brothers we are all J's. Mm. Jeff, Josh, John, Joe.
Ooh, we did that too.
Yeah.
Jessica, Joshua, Jordan, Jennifer.
All right.
And then.
Jiminy Christmas.
And
then
my parents claim it
wasn't. And then it goes cousins. And we have all J cousins too.
Wow.
Except for our one, like, they kind of flipped script and went B's, all B's. There's three girls that are all B's, and the rest of the cousins are all J's.
I'm an only child.
Yes.
So Charles, you're all C's.
Charles Dean, and my dad always told me that.
That's a good name.
Charles Dean is a good name.
Good name.
Charles was after Chuck Berry.
Oh.
And Dean was after James Dean. Mm. And the timeline fits up when I was born. So.
Huh. That's pretty cool.
But my grandfather's name, Wilbur Charles.
Oh.
My grandfather. So I'm named after my grandfather.
Wilbur Charles. And Wilbur your dad Charles. Was Wilbur.
Eugene. He was also a Wilbur. So I don't know how I dodged the Wilbur bullet. But
nobody called your dad Wilbur.
But they called my dad Waco.
Waco.
Hence, if you're staring at the website, Waco Productions.
Yeah.
And they called my grandfather Wib.
Why?
W-I-B for Wilbur. I don't know.
Wib. I like Wib. It. My grandfather's name is Roland, and everybody calls him Bud.
Hmm.
Roland.
Yeah.
Isn't that the name of the guy that used to wear the rainbow wig? Isn't that his real name, Roland?
Mm.
Who hold up the John 3:16 sign in the end zone?
Really?
With the rainbow wig, his name was Roland.
Really?
I think.
That is so random.
That was always the same guy.
I think
huh?
I am Scott.
Maybe I'll look it up. Rainbow wig. I bet
I was not named
up.
After anyone. I was not named after Jessica was the most popular name in 1981. So of course, naturally, that's what my parents chose. And I don't know where Nicole came from, but that's it. Yeah.
Roland Stewart. Frederick Stewart, also known as Rock and Roland, Rainbow Man, is the Rainbow Wig.
Rock and Roland is terrific.
Rock and Roland.
That is pretty good. Huh.
He became a born-again Christian, was determined to get the message out over TV. Okay.
You're not a fan of Jessica, are you?
I like Jessica, but whenever I've introduced myself as Jessica, and I'm trying to say it correctly right now, I always have said Jessica.
Jessica.
Oh. I don't know why I've just
two
always,
syllables there.
Yeah, I've Jessica. Never done the I. It's just Jessica.
Jessica.
Is how I've said it. And I said it. I started saying it like that when I was a kid, and I was like, I kind of like that better. Maybe I'll drop the I. But then I came to work here, and people started calling me Jess. And I kind of thought, okay, well, that's different because I grew up as Jessie.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jessica, 1981. You may have been named after Katherine Hellman's character in Soap.
Ooh, that's possible.
It's a great TV
Jessica
show.
Tate.
Yeah.
Jessica and something Campbell. The Tates.
Oh,
the
that's
Campbells.
What it is. It's Jessica Campbell and Mary Tate.
That's it. Jessica yeah. Campbell
oh,
and Mary
okay.
Tate.
No.
And this is Soap.
Rod Roddy.
Rod Roddy. It started
oh,
out.
Oh, that's though. Who that was?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've always wondered.
Come on down.
I wonder if I should watch that. Soap.
Yes.
You think
I own
so?
Them all.
Do
oh,
you really?
At least watch the first three seasons.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Soap is responsible for one of my favorite scenes in comedy television.
Ooh,
when,
okay.
When the son who has the ventriloquist dummy.
Yeah, Chuck and Bob.
Chuck and Bob, and Bob's the dummy.
Yeah.
And Bob is blind. Bob, the dummy, is blindfolded.
Uh-huh.
And they hold an apple up in front of, and Ted Wasp
yes.
plays some dim guy, and Chuck goes, okay, Bob, take your time. What am I holding up? Well, it's round. And you see Ted Wasp, his eyes are starting to get bad.
He can't believe it.
And I think, can you eat it? Yes, yes, Bob, you can eat it. Let me think. Is it an apple? Yes, Bob. And Ted Wasp goes, that's amazing. It was so funny.
That is funny.
Richard Mulligan in that show is one of my all-time favorites.
So what,
Richard Mulligan thought he could make himself disappear when he's under stress. If he
yeah.
just crossed his hands and snapped his fingers, he would disappear.
Oh, how nice would that
and
be?
And he believed he was. He oh. You couldn't see him.
So was it making fun of soap operas?
Yes,
okay.
They would take these.
But was it on what time of day was it on?
It was on prime time.
It was prime time.
Yes.
Okay.
But they were taking all the soap opera tropes,
right.
A possessed baby, affairs,
right.
All these sort of things.
There was a tennis pro
possessed
having
baby.
A
yeah. yeah. And they were aliens.
Aliens.
Kind of, yeah.
And you know, do you remember for a very short period of time there was a soap opera on when I was in college? Oh, and I can't think of what it's called right now. It was one name. It wasn't Loving. I remember Loving. That was on when I was a little girl.
Oh, Loving, yeah.
Yeah, Loving was on when I was a little girl. Passions. Do you remember Passions?
I do. I never watched it, but
I
do remember.
It sounds very similar.
Wasn't it like vampires and stuff?
But there was no comedy. Yes, there was witches.
Right.
There were small people. There were I mean, everything.
Sounds like The Hobbit. And
but it was passions.
And the vampires.
It was terrible. And... it was terrible, terrible, terrible soap opera.
I used to like Ryan's Hope.
I did schedule. No, I don't remember Ryan's Hope. My mom was very Channel 6 loyal. We were very ABC
loyal.
Ryan's
Hope was on ABC.
I know, but I think it was after me.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
Or way before you, probably.
That's what I meant. But yes, I was after Ryan's Hope. So I think it started out with Loving. And then All My Children, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents loved All My Children.
All My Children, General Hospital. But then there's one more. There were four soap operas on. There were four fucking soap operas on in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And they probably had huge ratings, I bet, too. What was it?
Oh, sure.
It?
All My Children, General Hospital, One Life to Live.
And Loving.
And Loving.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Because Judith Light was on One Life to Live. But
she was?
She weighed about 100 pounds more in those than she did.
Oh, she did?
When she became Angela.
Wasn't as light as.
Yes, wasn't as light as she.
Judith, oh my gosh. Not so light?
Not so light.
Alyssa Milano.
Alyssa Milano. I love her.
We're talking about all these ABC shows.
Yeah.
Because soap was on ABC.
I loved Alyssa Milano. I wanted to be just like her. My dad got me a beach towel one year that said Sam on it.
Oh.
Well, I thought he did, but I think it was an old girlfriend's, and she just left it in our boat, and he was like, look, surprise!
And who else was on Who's the Boss? Catherine Helmand.
Catherine Helmand from soap.
Really?
We've come full circle.
Yeah.
She was married.
Who was she, the redhead lady?
She was Mona.
She was the mom.
Mona Campbell? No,
she was Jessica Campbell, but she was right. Mona on Moner, if you're Tony Danza.
Who's the Moner.
She was the redheaded mother, grandmother.
Yes. Angela.
Yeah.
Angela. That's pretty good.
I loved him.
Tony Danza?
That was good.
It always freaked me out because Tony Danza's name on Taxi was Tony Banta.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. And I always thought, they're saying Danza.
No, but they weren't.
And you couldn't rewind then.
Ted Danza and Tony Danza. Got them confused forever.
Oh.
Forever.
Really?
I loved them both equally, but I did get their names confused.
Hmm. You know, Billy Crystal was on soap yes. as a gay character.
I think the first gay character in television.
Really?
And Benson was their butler. Benson was a spinoff of soap.
I don't know who Benson was.
Robert Guillaume.
Mm.
Terrific actor.
I don't remember Benson.
And that was controversial, too, because the doorbell would ring, and he would look at everybody else and say, are you going to get that?
And Or you want me to get that?
Yeah, that's And people couldn't believe that.
Yeah, he wasn't
really?
The, yeah,
that
he
the
wasn't
butler
typical...
was speaking.
No way.
It was all very against.
That's so bizarre.
Well, actually, I think I'm getting this right. Didn't Susan Harris write Soap and The Golden Girls? Right?
Yeah, and then Empty Nest. And
right.
Oh, I loved Empty Nest.
I don't remember Empty Nest.
I do.
Richard Mulligan as the doctor.
Richard, Soap again.
Yeah. Oh, he was in Soap?
Yes.
He was the dad and he had two daughters.
This is like the coach's tree in the NFL with all these cast members from Soap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
I feel like Judith Light is doing something right now or just did. No, probably not.
She was in my favorite Lifetime movie.
Which one?
Men Don't Tell.
She
beat her husband. Beat the shit out of him on Christmas Day. Hit him with the tree.
Wow. You know, Lifetime takes a lot of crap, but they are fair, aren't
they're
they?
They're not
they'll
bad.
They'll show both sides of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Betty Broderick, the San Diego housewife who his doctor ran off with a nurse or something, she killed them both or something.
She did?
A true story, yeah.
I remember watching the one.
What happened in San Diego?
With the Italian guy and the lady who has the show on PBS now. This is not the same. I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to What Is Jess Talking About? It's the game show we play every week. And normally we...
Buttafuoco.
Joey Buttafuoco.
Joey Buttafuoco.
Long Island Lolita.
Do you know how long I thought...
You know
that
who was
Joey...
Long Island Lolita?
Who?
Alyssa Milano.
She was.
Yes.
But there was there was a lot of different takes. But Joey Buttafuoco...
Kevin Bacon can kiss our ass. This soap is 6 degrees of everything.
6 degrees of soap.
Yeah.
Soap was the first controversial situation comedy since All in the Family, I think.
Yeah.
Because there were some stations that wouldn't clear it because of some of the subject matter they were covering and all that.
A little racist.
I would like to go back and watch some of those All in the Families. I don't know if there was.
Here's the thing. So this is so terrible. Okay, so
what were you
Joey Buttafuoco's ex-wife,
Mary Jo.
Amy, what was her name?
Fisher.
Amy Fisher.
Fisher.
Shot in the face, right?
Yeah.
Do you know who I thought Joanne was after that happened? I thought she was sewing with Nancy on PBS because her face.
You mean Mary Jo?
I thought, with her. Yeah. I thought that was so. I thought that at least something good happened to her. She got a show out of it.
I used to
sewing
do.
With yeah, Nancy. I thought her. It was not her.
No.
I did the Joey Buttafuoco. Hey, Joey Buttafuoco, body hat club for men. I don't know if Joey talks like that, but he should.
Seems like he should, yeah.
But Christy did Mary Jo's voice, and she talked, we called it a go funny jaw.
Yeah.
And so Sewing with Nancy has a...
I don't know why,
you thought that was a go funny?
I thought that. I just thought it was the same person.
You were trying to look on the bright side.
Yeah, I always I did.
She got shot in the face.
Taking a tragedy and turning it into something.
She got a sewing show.
Yeah.
But that's not the case. Actually, it was out of the Wisconsin affiliate. She had nothing to do with anybody in the whole thing. Yeah.
That's interesting that you would make your own little backstory for sewing with Nancy.
Those things would happen, and then almost every network. Movies of the week are just not a thing anymore.
No. Not even After School Special. Remember those?
Yeah, sure. But almost every Sunday, there would be some movie of the week, and they would be,
Do you ever see the Roid Rage After School Special with...
Those were older than me.
Ben Affleck?
No.
As the all hopped up on steroids football
I bet he's great in
it. Oh, he's amazing. He's so much better than anybody. It's so obvious he's going to do something.
Ben Affleck plays... I still think his best performance is Dazed and Confused.
Absolutely.
This complete douchebag bully.
With the paddle.
He is hysterical.
Yeah, hands down. I still love that movie.
He either was one of those guys or knew plenty of them.
Yeah.
All right. Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. That's a great movie.
The girls keep getting older and the girls stay the same age or something like that.
Yeah. Yes,
isn't that right?
Yeah.
And I love that McConaughey still embraces that role.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did it when he won the Oscar, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
What did he win an Oscar for?
Dallas. Club.
Oh.
He came up and said, all right.
he did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very
You know,
cool.
He's a Redskins fan.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you feel like you're friends with people when you say they're a Redskins fan. Like that makes you guys friends automatically.
There is something with that.
I'm
a huge St. Louis Blues fan. And anytime this happens a lot. I get cut off in traffic. But then I see that they have a Blues sticker on their window. Oh, okay. That's fine.
Hockey's one of those things where I love going to the game, but I find myself, although what am I saying? I did watch what hockey game was it, and it was amazing. It wasn't that long ago. It might have been one of
the current Stanley Cup
games where they were just great games.
They really were. A lot of this whole postseason was awesome.
But then I don't like going to hockey games because it's so cold. I don't like being cold.
I love being cold. That's my favorite time to go to football games.
You'd rather be cold than hot any day.
Hands down.
Really?
Yes.
Are you a big sweater chick?
Temperature doesn't make me sweat.
That's probably
not
true.
Not really. I mean, it does, but...
Appropriately. It makes him sweat appropriately.
So you were at the State Fair.
Right.
Walking around, not sweating.
Not really.
He was only sweating because I didn't get there until 10 till we went on.
So stress makes you sweat.
Yes.
Does food make you sweat?
Like a whore.
No.
I feel like there's another sentence to that
joke. It's like a whore in church.
Oh, okay.
A sweaty whore.
He's got a check mark on his head.
Sweaty whores don't make any money.
No, they're
or a target on his back. I like a sweaty whore. That means she's trying at least.
She is. She's doing most of the work then.
Darn right. Yeah. She's not looking at her watch. She's in there.
Yeah, you're right.
She's like a whore.
I'm sweating during sex, she's not doing her job.
Sweating like
you know what? That's probably true.
Sweating like a whore in church.
Isn't there another one, though? Sweating
Something about Mike Tyson, but let's not talk about it.
Okay, there's other ones.
Oh, there have got to be plenty. Sweating.
Yeah, right?
There are a couple that come to mind, but I don't want to alienate any listeners.
Yeah.
Sweating like, I want to say, like ketchup popsicle.
How about a hillbilly at it?
Well, ketchup popsicle, that's a salesman.
Sweating like a ketchup popsicle.
That's not, like you could sell a ketchup popsicle to a woman wearing white gloves.
Yes, there you go.
Look at me go.
That is not a saying.
Yes, it is.
A saying.
Yes, it is, absolutely.
I've never heard this. What is it again?
Sell it, You can sell...
Like ice to Eskimos.
Like ice to Eskimos, you could sell a ketchup popsicle to a woman wearing white gloves.
Yeah.
I'm going to look this up and see it if it comes thing. Up.
In Korea, I had a ketchup popsicle.
That's not real.
All right. It wasn't a ketchup popsicle. Oh, it was a tomato popsicle. And it was essentially a ketchup popsicle.
Was it gross?
It was. The kid handed me a popsicle.
Right.
It was written in Korean. There was no
and
picture.
And it was red, so you
and
assumed.
It was red. I thought, oh, strawberry or cherry, whatever.
Right.
The tomato. Normal
flavor. Tomato.
And
was ketchup yuck. Popsicle to a woman? First of all, I typed in ketchup popsicle and Google finished to a woman in white gloves.
Told yeah.
Is it from Tommy Boy?
It might be used in there, but I had heard it before.
Yeah,
that.
I think that's
really?
Older than that. Yeah. I would guess.
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers got a hug.
That's one of my favorites.
That's Tommy.
That's a good one.
But what's the best one? Fat guy in a little coat.
That yeah. is good.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Well, there are a lot of good ones.
There's
in there.
A lot of good ones in
does
there.
Does this tie make me look fat? No. Your face does.
He grabs his luggage off the carousel and hits the garbage bag.
A lot of people go to school for 7 years.
That's right.
Yeah, they're called doctors.
The best scene in that for me is when the deer, when they have the fight, oh. The deer stomps the shit out of their car. Mm-hmm. And it's just standing there at the end, and he goes, oh, that was awesome.
Yes.
And he you can see his eyes getting wet because he's so excited about what just happened. That was really a good scene.
What is the song that they sing? Don't you remember I told you I loved you, baby?
Oh, yeah. They do that. Superstar.
But what's the one you just said?
Eres tu, which I was unfamiliar with.
Yeah, I didn't know. But
Eres tu, Touch the Wind was
that's what that's called?
Yeah. I think Eres tu is Spanish for Touch the Wind.
Touch the Wind. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
So was that a thing? Did they come out with Touch the Wind like in English, like they did with 99 Luft Balloons? Where
no, it was always Eres tu, but it had per end Touch the Wind.
Oh, I see.
My mother used to make me sing La Bamba for her friends because she was so amazed that I knew all the words.
Wow. Mm. And you knew them.
And I really
you
did.
Weren't just...
Well, I don't know.
And now here she is, ladies and gentlemen.
I
hate to put you on the spot, but that's what we're going to do.
No, we're not.
That's not
time ago. Okay. I don't know if I knew all the words, but I definitely made it sound like I knew all the words.
Let's start the bidding. What would you pay to see Jess as 10 years old?
Uh-huh.
Dancing the Curly Shuffle. What would...
Oh.
Curly Shuffle, I was like five.
Oh,
yeah,
younger?
Maybe okay. five, yeah.
The Curly Shuffle.
Yeah.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
My aunt and uncle didn't have any children right at that time, so they let me. They did that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I never got the Stooges.
Oh, I love them. Love them so much.
I can watch the Marx Brothers all day long.
Me too.
But
me
I can't. I found out we used to watch, we had a projector on the football team, and we would watch Bugs Bunny cartoons. That was my idea.
Mm-hmm.
And Three Stooges shorts before games.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And the only Three Stooges one I laughed out loud. I don't know what they're doing, but Mo falls on the back of a chair and like lands. And I just thought it was hilarious. He broke his two ribs in real life doing this stunt. And that's the one I thought was the funniest.
That was the funniest.
They were legitimately hurting themselves.
They were.
That's what makes it funny. There's when people really get hurt, that's funny.
There is a shot of Larry taking a dart to the forehead, and it really happened.
Yes. A dart to the forehead.
Yes, and they used, and it actually happened, they went ahead and used it.
I heard Larry had a callus.
Right. Yeah, apparently they all kind
of
did.
One side of his face where Mo would smack them.
Really?
Yeah, yes. He was also a notorious gambler and was routinely late for shoots because he was at the track.
Who, Larry or Mo?
Yeah, Larry.
Larry?
Yeah.
Wow.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
Hmm.
Billy West said, the great voiceover guy.
Yeah, he is great.
Ren and Stimpy. He based Ren.
Oh, it's definitely off Larry.
Stimpy or Ren or the cat or whatever it was based on Larry Fine.
Really?
It's Stimpy, yeah.
I pissed on my shoes.
Absolutely Larry.
That's how
that's
how he got the attitude and where he went for that voice.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Crazy, huh?
That is crazy.
Was television a
parent? Yes.
That's what I'm kind of what I'm getting at. Would you disappear into would either of you disappear into a room and watch lots and lots of television?
Oh gosh, yeah. I would. Would you? Or were you arts and crafts even then?
I don't have a positive memory, so I don't want to share. I'm going to be honest. You just struck something that I didn't even really know existed until just now.
Hmm.
Hang on. I'll take this. Way to fucking go, Josh.
No, it's not bad. It's just of all the things you think you know, you don't know. My mom, to support my brother and I, she worked at bars. She spun. Well, Chick, you know, my mom worked. You guys worked for the same people sometimes.
Hard Day's Night, the Hop, Chevy's.
Yeah. Peppermint
These are
Twist. These
nightclubs around Indianapolis.
And my brother and I would stay up very, very late watching late night television by ourselves. And so I remember watching TV. Like, I remember watching, I think the Larry Sanders Show was on, I think, was it on HBO?
Yes.
Yeah, we would watch
that. Have a salty dog, you pussy.
Yeah, and I don't know how late it was on, but in my little brain, it seemed very, very late.
I think it was
night.
11. I think 11.
And then after 11, that would be like Johnny Carson. We would watch that. And then after that there would be late night wrestling on.
Mm.
And those are the times that I remember watching television. And I think it was just because we were home alone. And, you know, like a lot of people did, you use that as a babysitter.
Yeah.
That's when I remember watching a lot of late night TV.
That was the
or watching the most TV. But we also watched You Can't Do This on Television.
Yes.
That was huge for us. We watched.
What was Alanis Morissette's name on You Can't Do This on Television?
I have no idea.
Alanis, that's right.
Oh, it was. I remember being an adult and somebody going, that was Canadian. And I was like, no, there's no way that was Canadian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea.
The Filthy Cook guy?
Oh, yes.
I guess
so
he was
gross.
The producer or some crazy
thing.
Oh,
was he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched a lot of Nickelodeon, a lot of Nick at Night. Yeah, that was a lot of that. And then soap operas through the day.
I plainly remember getting
I really don't know when I was at school, to be honest.
13-inch black and white TV. Or like I was in the seventh grade, and things got real loud at my house a lot. And my bedroom was upstairs, and I took a coffee table, took it apart, and made a wall shelf unit nailed it, I would guess then, mm-hmm. and sat the TV in my room, and I was in heaven. Saturday nights it would be Mary Tyler Moore, All in the Family, Bob Newhart, mm-hmm. Carol Burnett at 10. Mm-hmm.
We watched a lot of things that I wouldn't dream of doing now, and I am not upset with how I was raised at all. I'm totally comfortable with it. But we had a Fry Daddy full of grease plugged in on the countertop all the time.
Yeah.
And we
would you make French fries?
We ate dinner watching television every night.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two things that
do. Yeah.
No, we would order. My dad would leave us blank checks when the Schwann man would come after school, and my dad wouldn't be home yet. And it was like he signed it, and then it was with Dino. I don't know if he's still around.
He was the Schwann driver.
Dino was our Schwann guy, and he would come in, and he'd just be like, "Hey," and he'd show us. And my brother and I, both in middle school, just what we want this, and we'll take. All of these chicken patties and some of these
rangoon and
crab rangoons. They had the Cheddar Bay biscuits that were the knockoff from Red Lobster that get.
Do they still have those? So Schwann's are still here in Indianapolis.
Oh, Schwann, yeah, absolutely.
I should get a delivery. That sounds
French fries. Like I feel like we got like 10-pound bag French fries, like something ridiculous, and we would just deep fry every single meal.
We would enviously watch the Schwann's truck drive.
Oh, all the
because we were way too poor for Schwann's.
That no, it's not funny.
No, it kind of is.
No, it's I understand, but it was just my dad, and he worked like 80 hours a week, and so that was the only option. Like
right.
The kids did the grocery shopping, and we did it through the Schwann man.
Yeah,
yeah, but and so I remember doing that. We would order, we would get all of our food, and I mean, we would watch Cheers. Like with my dad, we watched Cheers, Night Court, and IU basketball. That was it, and we had. Do you guys remember this? I'm sure you do. We never had, like, my dad would not subscribe to TV Guide to save his life. And so you would get it in the paper. I think it came out every Thursday, was the week's worth. It was an insert in the paper.
TV the week.
With all, yeah. And
the
we,
week in TV.
And my dad would, I am not kidding you, take out a ruler and, like, fold it perfectly. And then each morning, like, and then that would be sitting on the end table. And that's how you saw what was on TV.
Oh, okay.
That's
yeah.
one of my
yeah.
most favorite memories. I know it's not old school at all, but it is. Like I, you know, and I don't know when that stopped. When they stopped putting that stuff in the paper.
Do you guys? You guys probably aren't.
When guides became,
yeah, the guide
standard.
Yeah,
not the TV guide, but the guide on the menu of
on the menu.
Cable.
So I'm going to say in the last 10 years.
Yeah,
I remember when it was a big deal in TV Guide that they were going, they made an announcement that they were going to, instead of signifying what shows were in color, they were going to switch over and signify what shows were in black and white.
Oh, wow.
So unless you saw a BW in a little square, mm-hmm. not the wide widescreen, the little square BW by the show listing,
right.
it was in color.
So it's like what, high def.
I plainly remember watching TV shows on NBC in living color. I mean, they would make a big fucking deal about it being in color.
Mm-hmm. I remember on Nick at Night watching. I know that's, I'm sorry, but on Nick at Night, that was when we watched shows in black and white. It was the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah.
Were in black and white.
Munsters.
And the Munsters, the Addams Family. And I feel like I remember when they, I don't remember when they switched, but I remember on Nick at Night when it would switch back and forth because there was, where was the one with the Gabor woman?
What
was
Green Acres?
I remember when that one, was that one always in color?
I want to say yes.
What about Mr. Ed?
Mr. Ed was in black and white.
Bewitched, yes. I think, went
switched.
From black and
it
white
switched.
To.
Okay.
Bewitched Twitch.
Maybe that one was, yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember watching all those shows.
So if you hear these theme songs today, what do they bring back a flood
of
nostalgia?
Yeah, I like it. You know what? The one for me is probably Cheers. That's the biggest one.
Mm.
That makes me really happy. But I tried to watch Cheers with my kids recently. So we just tried to watch it on Netflix or whatever it was on. And I had no idea. Like, in every way that they were so wonderfully ahead of their time, they were so misogynistic and just terrible.
All of them?
Not all of them, but when they went all the way. Because, like, as soon, like, I watched a couple and it was terrible. And I was like, I don't know if we can keep watching this.
Now, you're not just talking Sam's character, Sam Malone.
No, not just Sam's character at all. And I feel like they felt like they could do that because they had Rhea Perlman.
Yeah,
they had
she
her
was
character
giving
and
it right back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I feel like that's probably why. Right?
Right.
I don't know.
She was sassy.
But then they did the one where Sam's teammate is gay and comes out and writes the book. And Sam, you know, totally embraces him. And this is 1982, maybe?
Yeah, somewhere
That's
around
That's pretty
there.
Huge, right?
That's when it started, yeah.
Yeah.
Not gayness, but yeah. the
cheer No, I think I'm pretty sure gayness started in 82.
Oh, was it?
I'm pretty sure.
The year after I was born.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you know what I'd like to try?
I don't know.
Is what one guy said.
Yeah.
And the other guy said, okay.
Oh.
I don't know.
why would they?
What? I don't know. No?
But you're a big movie guy. You're not really are you really a TV or just media in general? Moving pictures in general?
I do enjoy the flickering image.
So did you grow up watching a lot of TV? Is that where it started? Or
I did, yeah. It was more as a family.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, so it's a good feeling.
Three
it's
brothers,
not like you were abandoned.
Both parents, we were.
Not like you were abandoned.
We'd watch it together, and then it was sort of our schedules were based. All
right,
after night court, it's bedtime, that kind of thing.
Did you love night court?
I still love it. Yes.
Night court. I miss.
Did you fall in love with what's her name?
Selma
Marky
Diamond.
Post.
Marky
yes.
Post.
Yes.
I like Selma Diamond.
Oh yeah, so funny.
She was the bailiff, the old woman.
The original. Okay.
And then there was another one, and then there was Roz.
And then there was Roz, yeah. That's,
Marcia Warfield.
Right, yeah.
I want to say that Ellen.
Loved Bull.
Ellen Foley
mm-hmm.
in the first season.
Oh, before Marky Post?
Before Marky Post.
Ooh, I might have to look this up.
She is singing with Meatloaf. Paradise by the Dashboard Light, I think.
I think you're right.
I think that's her. But in the video, obviously, it's Carla DeVito. But I think.
Oh
yeah,
I remember her. I remember her.
There was another. There was
a girl.
She
was funny.
Is Carla DeVito the girl
married to? Was or maybe still Robbie Benson? Right.
Was she in the video for "I Would Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That"? Whoever that woman was, would I masturbate to her. I taped that video and really wore it out.
Well, now in that song, they're talking about.
Cheating, right?
Round in the backyard, right?
What is it?
No.
I thought it was the back door.
No, it's not. No.
It was just cheating. They won't cheat.
She's related, or she's married to Robbie Benson.
Mm, Carla DeVito, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Zephyr and Lyric are their children.
Who was your first TV crush, Jess?
Oh, wow.
John Larroquette.
Probably John Larroquette.
Oh, even as Dan Fielding?
100%. Loved him.
Does that tell you anything about Jess?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I love him.
You've always liked an older man.
I have, yeah. I did love Sam Malone a lot.
What was his nickname, his baseball nickname?
Sam the...
All the Way Home or...
No.
Bones Malone or...
Sam...
Save Malone, Sam.
Oh,
didn't he have a nickname? Yes, I hear you yelling at the speaker that you know the answer, people. Calm down. Mayday.
Mayday.
Mayday. Mayday.
Mayday.
Sam Mayday Malone.
Do you not love Coach? I loved his character. Loved it.
That guy.
John Larroquette. I still love John Larroquette today.
Coach, Nicholas Colasanto, who played Coach, is in Raging Bull.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's a bona fide.
He was
a bona fide actor. I mean, he bona fide.
Like Shakespearean or something, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Intense.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of brains to play stupid.
Yeah.
It really does.
I'll say.
Tell Chick.
Die.
But who is the John Lovitz?
Yeah. John Lovitz.
Yeah, love him too.
A crush on him.
No, I wouldn't say crush. Okay.
The liar.
I did love him. I
was at the movies. Yeah.
That's the ticket.
The cartoon. You remember his cartoon?
The Critic. Brilliant.
I loved that cartoon.
Oh, I did love that. I liked The Critic.
Yeah.
I loved that cartoon.
Remember who his wife was?
No.
Morgan Fairchild.
Yeah, the liar. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's my wife. Morgan Fairchild.
I always liked him. Yeah. I don't know.
He's one of my favorites.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever watched TV that's my crush. You know what? Probably A.C. Slater on Saved by the Bell was probably a big one. I'm going to be honest.
Which one's A.C. Slater?
Lopez, right? Yeah. Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez.
Mm-hmm. Chick, what about you? Who was your first?
Annette. It begins and ends with Annette Funicello.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Even on the, was it the Skippy commercials? Is that what she would do?
In the Beach Blanket movies.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Her and Frankie Avalon.
Sure. But I mean, even later.
Oh, no, yeah. Oh,
were they
ever
together in real life?
I don't know. I don't think so.
In the biblical sense.
You mean, did they?
I hope they did it at least once or twice.
No kidding.
Do it.
On a beach blanket.
Knock it out every now and then.
Okay, Josh, Lambeck. It's up to you. Who is your first?
First? I don't know.
Okay, memorable. Let's go for most memorable.
I spent a lot of time. These can't be the first, but the ones.
You know who else I liked? Joanne Flug.
Huh.
She played one of the nurses in the MASH movie, and she was on a lot of TV shows, too.
I'd have to look her up.
Flug is P-F-L-U-G.
Okay.
Joanne Flug. Yeah.
I watched a lot of Benny Hill as a kid, so a lot of Hill's Angels I thought were hot or whatever.
Right.
And then in my more formative masturbatory years,
uh-huh.
Jenny McCarthy on Singled Out was certainly...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I watched.
Yeah.
You know, and actually, oh, yeah, she's very attractive, yeah.
Who's this?
Joanne
Flug?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me take a look. Let me see.
She looks great as an older, some of them are not her.
Right, yeah, no, that's clearly, that's Roman Polanski. Right.
Well, that's odd.
I don't know how old she is now.
Not too old.
Yeah. She looks good. She reminds me. She kind of reminds me of the lady that does the kids hospital commercials.
Kids hospital.
Yeah, what's her name? Her dad started the hospital for the kids.
Oh, Marlo Thomas.
Yes.
Marlo Thomas seems to have lost her. All right, come on, seriously.
Yeah, terrific. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You know who are hot?
Why is that body type not okay anymore?
Some of the women on Hee Haw are really attractive.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that body type?
Just, she's very hippie. She has a flat stomach. She is significantly thin for that time frame.
Yeah, you're right.
Wouldn't you agree? But I think that, I don't know, just the, I don't know, does it make you think it's what's in the food? Because women aren't shaped like that anymore.
So are we bigger as a people now? Is that
I don't think saying? that's necessarily the size that's considered a sex symbol anymore. She's like in between your typical supermodel and Kate Upton.
Yeah, I would say that. She's probably like Kate Upton's what, a 10 or a 12?
A size 10?
Yeah, a size 10. She's probably, I don't know. To me, she looks bigger than that, but I know she's not. But she's very equally proportioned. Like she's very, yeah.
Are you
on top and bottom?
Are you talking about that ass? Is that what you're talking about?
And them boobies.
Oh, ass and boobies.
Ass and boobies.
I see.
Well, this is. I was when we were talking about movies. Like, obviously, you are a huge horror flick.
Yeah,
I love going to your Vine or your Instagram on any month with the Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Oh yeah,
are you on the Vines? Yeah. Don't forget your knife. See, right. You got excited. You almost forgot your knife.
Those are good. Those are very good.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
But how are you with real life scary situations? I have a lot of questions. Do you ever get scared after you've seen a scary movie?
Yes. Okay. And I get scared during them.
And you do.
Yeah.
But does it affect your regular life? Like, will you sleep with the light on?
No, I won't.
Okay.
And I will, but there are times where I'll turn off, you know, the lamp or whatever, and I'll watch a scary movie, and I will be hesitant to get up and go to the bathroom.
Right.
I still do get very scared, but as you guys know, I have fairly acute anxiety disorder.
Right.
It's not the only acute thing.
I tell you what. should see him in a Speedo.
And my theory, I don't know this for sure, but I feel like my love of horror and suspense and is my way of controlling when I feel scared.
Right.
So it's like, okay, all too often in my life, I've felt scared for zero reason. I mean, it's a chemical imbalance, but there's been no logical reason for it. And now, all right, I'm scared because I put myself in this situation.
Because this is scary.
Right.
Socially acceptable scary.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I can feel fear on my terms.
Right.
And I think there's something very cathartic about that.
Absolutely. And when did you realize that was a coping mechanism?
It's been fairly recent.
Recent. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Because even as a kid, I would watch, my older brother and I, and we would watch these horror movies, and my parents were very, very cool with us watching horror movies. They didn't like us watching sex. It seemed to me they were more comfortable with violence, us seeing violence, than they were with sex. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if they would agree, but that's just what it seemed to me. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we could watch all the Friday the 13th, but we couldn't watch Porky's, that kind of thing.
Right. Which is interesting.
And I wonder something about that.
And having three boys or I don't know. Yeah.
But I have seen some real life violence and it shakes me up.
Yeah.
So I have not become numb to
anything
like that. In fact, I always disagree with the arguments about, you know, desensitization to that kind of stuff.
Sure, but, sure. Have you ever experienced anything scary or paranormal in your real life?
Yes.
You have.
I think that I was almost kidnapped as a kid.
Uh-huh.
And that terrified me. I don't know. I grew up in the 80s, as you did.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you you feel this way. In school, it was almost as if they were teaching us, it's not if you get kidnapped, it's when.
Yeah, this is preparedness. Right. Yeah,
you will be kidnapped one day.
It is. And
I remember it was a big revelation when somebody released the study that something crazy like.
But it seemed like there were a lot of kids getting kidnapped.
But 90% of kids who got kidnapped were by someone they knew.
Yeah, there's some very large
sort of custody dispute. And they made it very. I mean, it was in your. I'm very sensitive to anyone who has experienced this, but. It was on milk cartons, and there was a television show.
Adam. Do you remember this movie, Adam?
Yeah.
Walsh.
It was Walsh. Yeah, and then he later had a television show.
Right, right.
Yeah, there was almost always a kid who had been kidnapped.
And my parents sat my older brother and I down. I don't know if my younger brothers were born, but and we had to watch this movie, Adam, because my parents wanted us to be prepared.
Yeah, aware. Yeah.
And this thing changed my life.
Right.
I was so mortified and just... And I used to lay in bed, awake for hours, convinced that I was going to be kidnapped one day. And that's when I realized, then later in life, I went, I was having panic attacks.
Sure.
I was having panic attacks, and then I would go, what am I afraid of? Oh, I must still be afraid of this, of being kidnapped. And so I would attribute.
Okay.
When really, it was kind of a chicken and the egg thing. It was like, no, I was starting to panic, and then I would try to figure out why. And I would go, I must be scared of being kidnapped. And so that was and then there was this incident where I was playing in my front yard with some friends, and this guy pulled up in this truck, and he parked a couple houses down, and he got out, and he was just this big, burly dude with a big beard, mm-hmm. and he looked at us, and he looked at me, and he pointed at me, and then he made the come here, like, you know, motion.
Right.
Yikes.
And I just stared at him, and then he did it more aggressively, like pointing at me, and then come here. I had never seen this guy in my life.
Yeah.
And I ran in and told my dad, hey, there's this guy who wants me to go to his truck, and when we walked outside, the truck squealed away.
Yeah, I bet.
And so, who knows what that was, but in my mind, it was, oh my God, this guy.
So everything you'd ever feared came to life.
Yeah, and so that just exacerbated the whole thing.
Yeah.
But, I kind of forget where this started, but...
We were talking about real life scary thing happening, and that was your real life scary thing.
Yes. And, I mean, for years, up until I was about 18... 16 to 18. I don't remember exactly when, but I would have these. I was like, I have this irrational fear of being kidnapped. But really, I was just having these panic attacks mm-hmm. at a very young age, and I didn't know what they were about.
And trying to justify them.
Yeah, I would just justify them.
Yeah.
And then once I was diagnosed, because my dad has them to the point where he didn't work.
Oh,
they were really bad. He couldn't leave the house without another person, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And because this was also before all these popular medicines and Paxil and mm-hmm. all this stuff were really out. So he actually went through, he was diagnosed with panic attacks, but he went through shock treatments and
some pretty serious stuff.
Things now where they go, oh, that just made it three times worse mm-hmm. than it was.
Yeah, right.
And it wasn't Paxil, really changed our lives because he got on that and all of a sudden we could start going places.
Yeah. Wow.
And, people like to make fun of those drugs. I think it's because there are a lot of people on them who don't need to be.
Oh, no, they just like to say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's kind of a chic
mm-hmm.
thing.
Absolutely.
And it is not.
It's not. No.
It's, ugh.
Yeah.
I've been on all of them.
Yeah.
And I'm not on anything now, and maybe I should be.
Well, you're working out consistently, aren't you?
Well, consistently is...
Generous?
Very generous.
It comes in waves. Yeah.
I know. I was thinking this morning I should just get up, hit the gym before come to work. But I was so comfortable in my bed I couldn't.
Really. Oh sure. I mean that's tough. Yeah.
But I plainly remember my first time on Prozac. It was. I was having personal problems with my wife at the time, and my mother had just been attacked at White Castle. I don't want to say beaten up pretty bad, but she'd been roughed up and some money had been taken. And I didn't, and my mom and I had always been, at odds with each other more or less. And, so I had no idea how that affected me when it happened. So they put me on, but I remember sitting the Prozac pill out on the kitchen table and just staring at it and going, cause you know, obviously I was on the Bob and Tom show at the time and I'm going, well, this is going to change the whole fucking game here. I don't.
Right.
What the hell is this going to do? You know, because you really do. And the scary part for me was always, this is going to work and I'm not going to know it's working, you know, and that's the ideal way that those drugs mm-hmm. work.
Yes.
You know, and nobody knows, you don't notice it, but everyone else does.
They're like a good umpire or referee.
Yes.
Or yeah. You want them to do their job and but you don't want to notice them.
And I was on one that, I'm not sure, was it Paxil? I'm not sure which one it was. But I couldn't taste carbonation.
Oh wow!
On this, and the doctor told me that once you get on this,
it wasn't. It started with a Z.
Zoloft.
Yeah, it was one of them like that.
I took that one for years.
Yeah.
And he goes, now you might not taste. Some people they lose. You won't be able to taste carbonation. I'm like, okay. I thought carbonation was a physical property, not a like a taste. Or I don't know what I'm trying to. You know. And
sure.
Goes, no. And sure enough. I didn't drink Diet Pepsi for like 2 years because I was on this antidepressant because it really tastes different without the carbonation taste to it.
Hmm.
I don't know if that's...
I mean, it's like it's flat?
It's like a flat pop.
Oh, okay.
That's right, smart aleck. It's like a flat pop.
Is Indianapolis a pop area?
Well, I'm from Ohio. Maybe
Ohio's a pop. Yeah.
I'm from here and we've always said pop.
You always say pop or soda?
You say soda?
Yes, of course. I'm a person.
Don't you live in the Bible Belt?
You fucking hillbillies. Who says pop? Okay, how about this? Sack or poke? You ever use poke?
No.
My dad said poke all his life.
I love the term poke, but no, it's always, well, it's bag is
here.
Mostly.
Come here, boy. Here, put this in that poke and take it over to your, I'm like.
I don't even know how you're using this.
It's like poke is another word for bag or sack.
Yeah, sack.
No, sack.
Yeah. Grocery poke.
Right.
I thought we were talking about, like,
my dad,
I thought you were talking about, like, bag tag, like poke, bag, tag. No.
When my dad was a kid, I think.
Cup check, nothing? Okay.
No, I know what you're talking about with bag tag.
You might give her a poke? Is that what you're saying?
No, hitting in the crotch.
Yeah, you hit a guy.
My dad's nickname was Poke when
Bangkok.
He was a little kid.
I thought his name was Waco.
It was when he was older.
Oh, well, you know, nicknames change.
When he took the pictures with the suede vest and no shirt and the cowboy hat, then he was Waco.
Sack, I think, though, is still, you know, do you want a plastic sack or a paper sack? I think is still fairly prevalent in, like, Kentucky and stuff.
Bag? I think it's, I don't know.
Yeah, whereas I say bag.
You ever run into this at the grocery store? They ask you what you want them to put in a bag for you?
I'm getting that.
You want your milk in a bag? You get that?
Oh, yeah.
You get that? I
because milk has its own handle.
I kind of understand milk, but then they'll go, if you buy 2 liter, you want the 2 liters in the,
yeah.
The bag? I go, yeah.
Did you think I brought a team with me to carry these fucking groceries outside? Yes, put them in a goddamn bag.
I'll say, put them in a poke, and we'll...
Put them in a poke. I've never even heard that.
Put that pop in a poke.
Put that pop
in a poke.
You know, my pop used to call this pop poke.
Poke.
And his nickname was Poke. There are scary movies that I will not watch anymore.
That you've seen and they scared you so much that you will not
watch them anymore.
The Paranormal Activity ones.
Paranormal Activity, the first one, scared the fucking shit out of me. Because a kid standing at the end of your bed for 8 hours at a time staring at you is real and terrifying.
It is. Okay, the thing is that kids usually don't stand there for 8 hours, but they'll stand there until you wake up, and that's fucking terrifying.
I used to scare the hell out of my dad.
I remember I remember my dad jumping out of the bed and throwing himself up against the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, and it was.
He was in Vietnam, and so he was trained that when...
Wait a minute. So no wonder he had some sort of anxiety disorder. He was in the shit?
He was in the shit. But he, you know, after time had passed, because they thought there was a correlation there, he had had them at a very young age when he was in his adolescence as well. So he knew. I'm sure it didn't help anything.
I don't know what this says about The Exorcist. No effect on me.
Interesting.
I've never watched it.
I thought it was...
I've never watched it.
I thought it was okay. The Omen scared the shit out of me.
You're terrified by children.
I think I am.
Really?
And The Ring. I'm terrified by The Ring.
There's a kid in that?
The DVD menu scared the shit out of me on The Ring.
Yeah, it is creepy.
I think I watched a little bit of the Freddy Krueger movie, one of those, if that's right.
See, I don't know how they defeated Freddy because he was in the dream, right? He was always in a dream.
Well, they would have to bring him into real life and then kill him.
Well, how would you bring him into real life?
Well, you grab onto him in a dream and then you wake up.
Oh, well, of course.
See,
that
I don't
doesn't
know.
Make any fucking sense at all.
Well,
I don't know the premise
not argue
of any
the science.
Of those.
Oh, okay, listen.
A little bit of
what does Warren
Chucky,
say?
That's like maybe?
A cement truck driver. Trying a murder case. What, Chucky? Okay.
Yeah, we watched Chucky. My mom wouldn't want to watch scary movies by herself, so naturally she'd get us to sit with her. And
what does this say, Josh? Her mom.
What?
And you do it too.
What?
You've carried this tradition on.
Scaring the shit out of your kids.
Scaring the shit out of your kids, like jumping out.
I used to. I don't anymore. But
would you when your siblings do it?
Oh, yeah. We would. Nah. Yeah, we would scare each other and then beat the shit out of each other. But that's my brother and I, because my brother and I are only 2 years apart in age, but my middle sister is 11 years younger than me, and then the next sister's 15 years younger than me.
But I did scare
them too, but just not as bad.
Let's say you know that your son is going to go into his room.
No, I know my son's, I'll hide in the closet.
Okay.
Yeah.
How old is your son now?
12. So now
you're getting to the point where you're going to want to stop doing that.
No,
he's going to accidentally,
I know why.
But primarily punch you in the face.
I don't anymore because he's about 6 inches taller than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just don't do that anymore. And then
you used to just jump out and...
Yeah, but now they start doing it back to me. It's not funny anymore.
Oh, it's funny.
It's not funny. It's not funny. You go...
Do they go see?
Yeah. No, they just laugh and then, you know...
You taught them this.
I did teach
You are reaping what you sow.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But now it's mainly... I just target adults. I try to scare adults whenever I can. I used to my Uncle John, who was very jumpy.
You would walk around when Uncle John would come and visit. You would have...
I'd put
two pot pans.
Pot lids.
Pot lids.
And I'd
hysterical.
Walk up behind him and just
bang!
Bigger than shit, just to scare him. And I think he did it extra, like he acted extra scared. I was like a child.
Okay.
So he would exaggerate it and make me feel
I do that
really
a lot
good.
With my niece, yeah.
Okay, well, the difference is I'm 30 and he's 50, so.
Okay, yeah. Ah.
That's the only difference.
But I still really appreciated it because it was very funny. And my kids would laugh because they knew I was coming up behind him.
My mom is a very good scare.
Yes.
She jumps and screams
right.
the whole thing.
Right.
See, I'm not.
He doesn't. He pretends. He's never been actually scared.
Really?
You can't jump out of jump. Something and, yeah.
It's he'll internal.
He does this. He'll go, That's it. That's the most you'll get from. It's the most unfun. It's the most unfun you've ever had.
After the exhale, are you relaxed?
That might be too much, though.
It might be.
It might. This might be it.
But then for me.
But inner, it's turmoil.
Inside, I'm losing my shit. But I.
But he would try to make it bigger than what it was, so that it would make me feel like I did something, and so he would wait about half a second, so I would scare him.
You scared me.
You scared me to death. You fucking liar.
You did.
No, it was a lie. I know. But I want to know if you've ever had anything like very paranormal. Like, have you ever seen a UFO?
Yes.
Have you seen a ghost?
No, I have not seen a UFO. I have seen ghosts.
Have you ever been possessed?
No.
Have you ever seen someone that's been possessed?
No.
Have you listened to Ryan Singer's podcast?
I have not, but I'm fully aware of
you
what he
fucking have to.
With that.
I haven't stopped listening.
Oh, okay, cool.
I haven't stopped listening.
You don't listen to our podcast, but you listen to Singer's podcast.
Yes, I'm like on episode 36 or something.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's way more than I've ever listened
to. He's a big
ours.
I know him to be a big conspiracy theory guy and
is he? I don't know. He's very
that might be the wrong term, but he's definitely
he's very open. That's the word that he is open to all possibilities.
He's so open that he's almost close-minded to reality.
That could be possible. That could be possible. So, I don't know.
Or he's just nuttier than a shithouse rat. That could possibly be Ryan's.
I don't think so.
Ryan's deal.
And this is for three people who all really.
No.
Oh, we love him.
Ryan's
love this podcast.
Ryan's one of the family.
Me and the paranormal you.
Mm-hmm.
I love this podcast. Ryan Singer. I can't stop listening to it. But so now I'm like interested. Now I want to know.
I'm stuck on the second episode because I didn't like the way it was recorded or that girl's voice that she would end. An upward inflection with every sentence.
Yeah, but that's just you being like an audio nerd. No, so I want to hear when you
saw
ghost.
Is she on again?
I don't know.
Okay.
Not in 36 episodes.
All right.
Okay. I want to hear your ghost story.
So you believe in the paranormal?
I had an experience. It's one of those things where I think that's the thing is that Ryan talks about that he's never really... that he's had a couple of experiences that made him open to believing other things. But one of the things that I identify with him the most is having memories that you thought were memories that you feel like they shaped you into the person you are, and to find out later in life that they weren't memories at all, that these are fabrications or stories or things that maybe you dreamed or a part of your daydreams or thought up.
Now, I've never had that. Would you say that I have and I just haven't realized it yet?
No, maybe, but maybe something small. Maybe, you know what I mean? Like,
sure, yeah. You met,
mine's pretty massive, but I'm sure there's other stories because I used to exaggerate and be very dramatic as a child.
Mm.
Not like now at all. But that I would, but I just always wanted the bigger story. I remember riding to school and being... And me, like, talking, but I was just moving my lips so that the people in the car next to me would think that I was talking to my mother on the way to school. But it was always just very quiet on the way to school. But I always wanted people to think, like, oh, we're talking and we're having this amazing conversation.
Not just
and,
sitting here.
And so I would just do this and, like, move my head and my mouth and all these things.
That could be the most heartbreaking memory
I've ever heard. It's not heartbreaking. It's not
heartbreaking. Well, to me, it's heartbreaking.
It does sound very sad.
Okay, but it wasn't. I promise it wasn't sad. And then there were times where, do you remember those big, fluffy coats that girls would wear in the 80s that came all the way down their knee and they were, like, quilted looking?
Mm-hmm,
do you remember those?
Maxi coats.
And so I would tuck one of my legs underneath the coat when I was in the car so that the truck drivers that would look down our car would think that I was just this poor one leg little girl.
Oh, you were just creating stories for
them. I was. And it was just...
Okay, that one's a little nuts.
I am aware that I used to do these crazy things, but...
But you weren't doing this for yourself. You were doing it for the other people.
Yeah.
But particularly the truck thing.
Yeah, just because I thought they were bored.
Because they can't really offer you any sympathy.
No, but I thought they'd be bored. They've been on the road a long time, and this might be fun. Hey, they call their, seriously, they call their wife, and I saw this little girl, and she only had one leg, and she was on her way to school, and she was having the most fascinating conversation with their mother.
Oh, so you would combine both scenarios.
I would do all the things. Okay. Yeah, do all the things.
Now, what would have happened if you would have actually talked to your mother?
I don't know.
Would she have talked?
No, we would have spoke. It was always, and I find that it's the same way sometimes taking my kids. It's just everybody's kind of quiet in the morning, and some mornings you know it has to be quiet, and some mornings it's talkative. That's just the way it is. But I was just very dramatic, just very, I really wanted to be like a theater actress when I was little, but I'm a terrible actor. There's no way I would have ever been able
That's
to
That's not
do
true
it.
At all. You're a pretty good actor.
I'm a good liar. That's a different.
No, you're a great liar.
Don't sell yourself short.
Do not sell yourself short.
Yeah.
You're an amazing liar.
But I've always said that if I have ever lied, it's always to spare someone else's feelings. I would never lie to be deceitful or mean or to hurt someone. I don't know if that makes it better or not.
No, I think it does.
There's been times where it's, yeah.
It doesn't make it right.
It doesn't make it right.
It makes it better.
But I promise if somebody was like, oh, you were lying about that? Well, I think they almost would say thank you maybe sometimes.
Maybe.
Is that possible?
Or what about the lie of...
Is that how I justify it?
What is it,
it
called? The lie of omission?
Yeah.
Like instead of... It's not technically a lie. You just don't...
You just don't tell the whole truth.
You
right.
You just don't tell that part of the story.
Absolutely.
Well, I went out and I had a pizza and I went home and...
blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Well, at the pizza place... I banged a chick in the... I balled right. a chick in the restroom
right.
and I left that part out.
Right.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, details. They're not important.
No.
Yeah. No, so, but when I was a little girl.
Did I just say bald a chick in the restroom?
Yeah, that's
yes.
okay.
Okay.
I don't know if this is a memory or if this is me being told the same story over and over again over the years, but the story goes that my grandma died. My Nana, she was the one I was closest to out of my grandparents.
And looks amazingly like you.
Yeah, we're very similar. And, excuse me, I have some. But she went to the hospital to have bypass surgery. And when they opened her up, it was all mush. She had a heart attack on the table. And
oh,
died.
My goodness.
Yeah. But prior to her surgery, she had gone and had her hair colored and prepared to look nice, I guess. And when she got ready to go in for surgery, the nurse looked at her and she said, hey, we'll see you in a couple hours. And she goes, you'll see me, I won't see you. And my family's always thought she knew she was going to die. She was ready and she knew she was going to die. Well, my family didn't tell me that she died until way after the facts, but I knew she died before they told me that she died because she came to me and said, hey, somebody cut my hair and I'm really upset about it. She was very upset that someone had cut her hair. And so
came to you and what's
I was what I from what I
you
my
you were on a swing
the story
in the
I know
backyard,
I was
right?
on a swing in the backyard. She was in the backyard with me.
Yeah.
And I and so I went into the house and you know very Jessica very dramatic like hand on the hip. Nana's very upset somebody cut her hair and she's mad and da 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 and my mom's just like what? You know, they knew she was dead.
Yeah.
So my aunt, that's what my mother calls my aunt who had taken care of all of the funeral arrangements. And, you know, my aunt, you know, oh my God, you know, they told me that they had to cut her hair because when she laid in the casket, it didn't look even on both sides.
Hmm.
And that's the story.
So do you remember seeing her?
I don't know if I remember or I don't know if the story has
it's
created
been sort of
a
planted
memory.
Into
yes.
Your, I see.
I don't know. Somebody else had told me that I had said that I saw her in my bedroom. That doesn't feel real, but it the memory of her by the swing set feels very real.
Okay.
That feels real. So I don't know.
And there's really no reason for them to make that up, that first one.
No, there's not. But I come from a family that loves a good story.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what? I think that whatever the story is, there's truth in there somewhere.
Yes.
How about
that?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, don't you feel like there was a part on the season finale of True Detective last night where...
Oh, the second season is over?
Yeah.
One
of the characters who was romantically involved with the other character, another character, that character dies. And at that point...
You're going to ruin it for some people.
At that point...
I haven't watched it yet.
This week, This will be, and she realizes at the exact moment he's dying.
I can't believe you're doing this to people. This is too new to spoil.
She feels him die. I think that's real. I think that's very real.
That she feels him die when he dies?
Can feel the loss.
Like, sure. I mean, you hear that all the time. Like
people knowing that people are dead before they know they're dead.
Well, in Six Feet Under, when Nathaniel Fisher, the father of Richard Jenkins, gets hit by the bus.
Yeah.
Ruth Fisher burns her hand in the kitchen at the same exact time.
Yes. Oh.
And
oh, what a great series.
There is a moment in my childhood that has stuck with me. I consider it a near miracle.
Okay.
Where my great grandfather died, and he had had unbelievable dementia. I mean, my great grandmother had the same, and it was literally like, Christmas vacation.
Right. Almost comical.
Are you still in the Navy? I mean, it was dead on. Like she was
wrap up the cat as a Christmas
present. Yeah, I mean, she would come up to me. I was 10, and she would ask me if I was still married to Cindy, who's my mom.
Right.
I mean, a lot of that kind of just.
Got you.
Very, just completely out of it. And at my great-grandfather's funeral, it was the visitation the night before the funeral, and all of a sudden she stands up and walks over to the casket and starts crying and then bends down and kisses my great-grandfather on the forehead. She had this moment of clarity that she had never had, that I'd never seen before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She knew. She knew exactly what the situation was.
That her husband is dead.
Yes. And that she was at his visitation and had to say goodbye and deal with it. And then the next day.
Checked right back out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just, I mean, it was as powerful a thing as I've ever seen.
Probably, yeah, I would say.
It made me, and this may sound ridiculously corny, but it made me believe in love.
Sure. Absolutely. Oh, how could it not? Yeah. Yeah.
No, wow. There are
that
days.
That gave me goosebumps.
There are days where, and I like to say that I've gotten it under control as far as like some bad shit is going on somewhere. I just know it because I feel it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And.
Do you have the opposite? Sorry.
The opposite? What?
Oh, it's there.
He's not familiar with the opposite of
bad shit.
I'm not
familiar with it. Really
if you
great
see
stuff,
happiness, are you like, oh, I can feel that?
Mm-mm.
No, it's not nearly as intense.
Yeah.
I feel elation and happiness, but it always presents itself as very emotional and almost, you know, you're overcome with emotion, and it never with me seems like it's.
Does happiness make you cry?
Happiness, yes.
Now,
yes. I'm so happy I could cry. Yeah.
Same
yeah.
here. It started to happen to me. Like I'll cry at weddings now.
Oh God. There's a scene in Sherlock, the BBC
He's
series.
He's talking about real life. Do you cry out of happiness because in real life?
Oh, I cry in real. Oh God, yeah.
When was the last time you cried from happiness? Don't lie.
Do you want to know?
I guess. Do I want to know if you're looking at me like
that? The last
that? I don't
time
know.
I cried in happiness. I'm gonna have to say when we got engaged.
Okay. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't...
But I'm not miserable. I just haven't cried from happiness. I mean,
right, I'm the same way. It's not...
But you're saying real life happiness.
Right.
But, like, I cried...
No, cried when Max was in the football game on Saturday.
I absolutely did.
You told me... Yeah, the first thing you told me when you saw me Saturday was like, you won't believe it. And it was great. And I almost cried when you told me about it.
Yeah, he was... It was... I mean, this is the first year that... I mean, he's the biggest kid on the team. And so it looks different.
Mm-hmm.
He's also the only kid with a mustache. You know what I mean? Like, there's just a lot of things going on. And, you know, if the parents get together, they put their hands together, and the kids run through that tunnel for the first game, and that's what they do. And as they get announced, and they said Max Hooker, and I was just... I mean, it was probably... It wasn't complete elation because my son is almost a man.
Yeah.
But I was excited. I was happy for him because he loves football, and it was the opening game, and it was... So that, but I cry, you know, like I cry when I see my daughter hug her teacher because she's so happy and she likes her.
Yeah.
Like things like that. Like that's almost like a daily basis stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a picture my daughter and I took. I was remembering this too, because that one, the engagement story is, that's like 5 years ago, 6 years ago almost now. But It was just a beautiful picture of me and my daughter, and she has this smile that she's,
the most recent one?
Yeah, well, we're standing in the kitchen, and she's like laughing, and her eyes are shut, and she's smiling, and I'm standing next
to her
smiling.
It's a very organic moment.
And that picture always makes me cry out of happiness because she's because
beautiful.
Of where we have come from in our, and I was such a, and I know all three of them tell me I wasn't as bad as I remember, but I kind of think they're being nice.
Well, and even if they're not, it doesn't matter. Kind of.
Shitty father. But yeah, I'm...
if that's where they are right now, then that's all you have to worry about.
There you go.
Yeah. Huh. You cry at weddings?
I do, yeah. I never thought I would be that guy.
Do you cry at sad
You know
movies?
What? No, no.
Yes.
I cried at
JoJo's... I mean, happy movies?
I cried at JoJo's wedding. I didn't think I was going to stop.
Oh, my little sister got married last year.
Oh, man.
Good Lord.
I cried very hard at that wedding. I
but there
did.
Was a lot
I cried when I went in. They just bought a new house.
See, I cried when I saw the Instagram. They put up an Instagram like they're moving into a house or something. And
I love a good cry. I do.
Yeah, I do. It's very, I don't know. I haven't had a good cry. I don't have a lot of good, happy cries. Because when you're at the football field and all the parents
are
saying,
you know, just all of a sudden.
I just have the biggest sunglasses I can find. And I'm just like, oh, this grass, that's terrible. These allergies.
I probably shouldn't do this, but I will. I mean, you get very emotional about Addie, and rightfully so. I mean,
oh, sure. I get really emotional about both my kids all the time.
Right.
All the time. I mean, but it's for two very different reasons, but, you know, with Addie, it's emotional. You know, the bad days, you want to cry, and the good days, you want to cry harder. So it's both ways. And then, you know, Max is trying to ask me how he gets out of the friend zone, and I'm like, you're going to have to give me a minute, kid. Yeah, I'm just like, oh, no, you know. And
well, the bad news is
he got invited to his first boy-girl
There's no
party.
Getting out of the friend zone.
No, he's in sixth grade. He's
but
never.
But the good news is, there's no getting out of the friend zone. Okay?
No, see, I think it's different with
him. If she's not going to let you get out of the friend zone, it's her loss.
It's different. You should see him. His football coach said he is a man among boys.
Wow.
Because he is. I mean, he is. It's insane how much he's grown up in the last year, and that's what he looks like. He looks like a man among boys. So he got invited to his first boy-girl party.
Oh. Well, you know what we're going to have to deal with at some point is whenever all the other kids catch up to him. I mean, because
that's going to happen.
I mean, he's dominating,
like,
obviously.
Years.
And well, yeah, I know, but...
No, but...
You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but it's I don't... I asked him the other day, I said, I need to know, you know, like, if you're going to start having a girlfriend, I think it's great.
She's not.
He said, no, I am. I'm very much okay with him. Are you kidding me? This day and age, if meet a girl, hold her hand, touch her boob, kiss her. I don't care. Just as long as you're not looking at that shit on the internet. I'm sorry, but I would rather. It's not real. That shit's not real. So that's what I'm saying. I would rather encourage a real life relationship.
It's not real, Josh.
What's this?
You know what I told Max about his football plan?
What's
I
that?
Say you knock that guy down, you go over, and you help him up.
That's great.
And you look at him, and you say, I'll be right back. That'll scare the shit out of those kids.
I think that's what he was doing, because it seemed like he would help
I
the guy
I told him
up.
To do that.
And that's amazing.
I don't know if that's what he was doing or
I'll
not.
I'll be right back. Oh, God, this guy's great, and I like him, and he's going to come beat me up again. Well, not beat me up, but block me or whatever.
So I asked him, I said, do you want to know if I hate your girlfriend?
Oh, don't ask him that.
No, I'm serious.
Don't even ask
him. Wait a minute. Is this a girl that he's in a friend zone with?
No, this is there's no girl. There's not even an object of his affection right now. This is just
hypothetical.
Oh.
Yeah. I just want to be prepared and say, like, if I really don't like her, do you want me to tell you, or do you want me to pretend to like her so that, you know, I mean, what if you fall in love with her? I don't have to like her. He was like, no, I want you to tell me if you hate her. So I don't, but I feel like I don't, but if I can tell that he really, really loves her, I don't think I'll be able to do that. But if he really, really loves her and we're as in tune as I would like to think we are, then of course I would love her too, right?
If she treats him well, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if she's just a hot piece of ass and he's just in love with that?
Oh, that'll
then
that,
let him
that,
be. That, I mean, just let him be, because he'll
happen.
Grow out of that.
That's a phase.
Right, right.
Okay.
Most guys,
that's
I don't
hard.
Think a lot of guys, and your son doesn't strike me, just the little I know about him, is one of these dudes that will stick with somebody just for superficial reasons.
Well, he's also 12.
Oh. You don't need to be pressuring him with things like,
I'm not pressuring
what if
him.
I hate your girl?
I just want to be ready. I just want to be prepared because I don't want to. I've been in relationships where outside family members have really made it hard on the relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so if you just embrace it, then it doesn't make it straining on the, I guess this is more for his wife. Maybe when he like gets in college, we should have this conversation. What do you think?
Let him be a boy.
So what should we be doing now? He's 12. What? Sixth grade, 12 years old. What do we do right now?
You mean just.
What does mom do?
Just sit back.
Mom does nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this comes from a guy who I've never had my own kids, so I could be completely full of shit.
It's like but the priest advising you on the marriage.
Let him come
up.
To you.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you do? Did you and your mom ever have an open dialogue?
Nope.
No.
And it's my fault. It's my fault. My mom would have loved it.
Oh, okay.
And I still to this day.
Oh.
I'm not comfortable.
Everything you've done up to this point.
Oh, we have a very open dialogue.
Has prepared him for everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. And my parents would always say, you can come talk to us about anything. But I just didn't want them to know anything about my romantic life.
Yeah.
And I still am not comfortable with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Well, that's because you date women with tattoos and
well,
so piercings.
I brought her around and stuff.
And
but
they
I
were
just,
nice to her.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
After when my dad... Now they say things like, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
She seemed a little, like, well, it's just because she had tattoos.
Oh, that was the big turnoff?
Yeah, things like that, but.
Well, they're old school.
Yes. Yeah, they are fairly old school. As much as they like to think that they're.
Progressive, they're not.
And they, they're let people be people.
Right.
But.
As long as you don't have any tattoos.
Yeah.
Well, she did have a lot.
Don't mark up your body.
So.
Really? But,
no, I'm kidding.
Oh.
What? I have four tattoos.
Yeah. You don't have any tattoos.
I don't. No.
Oh, you gotta get. We should get tattoos. Yeah.
You know, I'm just not.
You would never.
I'll never say never, but I don't really have an interest.
Well, don't get tattooed under your arm because that hurts like a son.
I would imagine so. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Really hurt.
Mm-mm.
I think if I ever got one, I would just get a small one right here on my inner forearm wrist area.
Well, would it be your mom's phone number in case you get kidnapped?
Yeah, I see.
You know, just when what Josh did was open his heart.
Is this whiplash where you ask me about my family life just to turn it against me?
Just to fuck with him?
Yeah.
Your number one, if somebody wants to watch a scary movie that terrifies Josh Arnold, what would it be?
The original Halloween.
Really?
Yes.
That scares you to the core.
You know what? And Halloween is, there aren't any special effects. It's all just music and direction and
suspense and tone.
And it's all real. And I still remember the closet scene with the hanger.
Oh, my goodness.
And when he raises back up off the floor.
It feels very.
Who's in Halloween?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
But what's the scary guy?
Michael Myers.
Is that the guy on your keychain?
No, that's Jason Voorhees.
God damn it.
Now, who's Jason Voorhees?
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
2 through now.
I always thought that. Remember, they made Halloween 5.
Yes.
So, what did the guy from Halloween look like?
He does. He had the mask on his face, right?
The skin mask.
It's actually a William Shatner mask.
No.
That they modified.
What?
So he knows everything about it.
They painted it white. They opened up the eye holes a little bit, and they changed sort of the hair.
But he was.
Oh, I see.
He was Jamie Lee Curtis's little brother.
That you find that out in part two, yes.
But you know,
you are just ruining movies all over the fucking place.
I wanted them to come back, and Jamie Lee Curtis
that is probably
loses
the scariest
her shit, and she becomes the murderer. That's what I wanted them to do in the next episode. But that would that make sense?
It does make sense, and it didn't happen quite like that, but it's not far from what you're saying. In Halloween H2O that came out in 98.
I haven't seen that one.
And then Halloween Resurrection after that, she is in a loony bin because of everything that she's...
Oh, she is.
You find out that that's her little brother.
Yeah, she finds that out in part 2.
Oh.
So...
How many...
Donald
is she just
Pleasance
in 1 and
in
2?
That?
He's just awesome.
She's in all of them, or most of them?
Yeah, yeah. 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6.
Or was she in 3?
Oh, no. Donald Pleasance is in the ones I just
said. Oh, sorry.
3 is unrelated to the Michael Myers mythology. It's its own story. They thought that they were going to, every year, they were going to release a movie called Halloween, and it was going to be a different story.
Oh.
And Halloween 3 failed big time because people wanted more Michael Myers.
Right.
But they scrapped that whole plan and then they started making sequels again.
Oh my goodness. So there's three masks?
What?
There are three different movies that use masks that are similar.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Sorry. Yeah, Jason, Michael Myers, and Leatherface all wear a mask of some sort. Yeah, Freddy is just a
burned... Always thought they were interchangeable. I really did not even know those were three different things.
You know what scares me about Texas Chainsaw Massacre? And when he slams that door.
Oh, it's horrifying.
God. I mean, there's
such,
so much
force
and anger. And
yes.
It's really...
Determination.
You just scared me to death.
And it's the first time that we really get a... There's a noise that goes along with it. Like this sort of sound. And it's been a while, I believe, if I remember correctly, in the movie that you haven't heard anything that hasn't been a natural sound. So it's just, it's also, all of a sudden, there's this unnatural noise with it, and it's real.
Wasn't Matthew McConaughey in a Texas
He and Renee Zellweger were both in Texas Chainsaw Massacre Next Generation, which is...
And it wasn't bad, was it?
Oh, it's real bad. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, but...
All right.
What about, okay, so here's this is what I'm curious to know. About, so what's the one with Jack Nicholson and he's peeking through the thing?
Shining.
Oh,
that's
a Stephen King book.
Okay, what's the one, I want to say, is it De Niro? And there's a boat or they're on vacation?
Cape Fear.
Juliette Lewis.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That scared me to death.
That is a creepy movie.
Creepiest scene where he puts her finger in his mouth?
Yeah, he puts his thumb in her mouth or whatever.
And Fatal Attraction. Like, those types of movies really scared me.
You just brought a bunny rabbit home to eat it.
I know, and then I gave it away because I couldn't cook it.
Did you really give it away?
I gave it
to you're
going to
have a little Hassenpfeffer?
Is that what they call it?
I believe so.
That's what bunnies are?
Hassenpfeffer Corporated. Yeah. We're going to make it.
They made bunnies there?
Well, Vernon Shirley.
It was just bunny stew. That's
just
what they were working on.
Just bunny stew. Yeah, I couldn't do it.
There's a lot of hops in that beer.
I couldn't do it.
Oh, brilliant.
That was very good. Nice job. Yeah, I gave it away. I couldn't cook it.
Well, you should have.
I felt bad.
Josh, is it josharnold.com? It is, isn't it?
josharnoldcomedy.com.
Josh Arnold Comedy.
And you're working on movies. What are your projects right now?
We are, there's a completed movie called The Impersonators that we're...
It's fabulous. I've seen it. I love it.
Oh, thanks.
You're the best part of that movie, yes.
Oh, and I appreciate it.
And the guy, the older guy who was there.
Yes, yeah. Great Indianapolis-based actor named Raymond Kester.
Yeah, he was really good, too.
He's very good. In everything I've seen him, and he's done quite
he's
a
very
bit.
Good.
Okay.
He's
terrific
and a great guy. He's an alum of Second City.
Oh, okay.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I did not
These
know
are
that.
Really good. And then, I've written this other script. And
Josh Arnold on Twitter.
At that Josh Arnold.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not the Josh Arnold?
No, that Josh Arnold. Josh.
There was a the Josh Arnold.
There might be.
But I still say they missed the boat not naming you Arnold.
Well, I'll talk to the folks.
Arnold. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you so much for having me back again. Appreciate it. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Love you, buddy. Here we go. Wait a minute.
Oh,
so close.
So
close. Thank you, Jeff.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah, it was fun.
So big and to be so fast because we up in the mud house over in the club. Getting crumb, bling, bling. I got some love for you. Ass moving so fast, can't think. Big buzz bouncing up on the sink. I wish you was here, but I can't be sure. The night's all black, everything's blurred. Got my jacket on, smoking, looking like juice, honey, on the table. I'm a shit, so I'm saying.